But I know my God, and he knows me. Don't go running your mouth at me about the light and the dark and nothing in between. I see a right and a wrong and a line in the middle. Don't forget about the middle. Don't forget about the middle. Yeah, don't forget about the middle. I fell in love in a bar downtown. She was a one-night stand, stuck around. And I'm the only man she ever dances for now. We're both missing some pieces, we make it work somehow. And don't go pointing your finger at me. You don't know where I've been or what I've seen. Closing your eyes is not the answer to the riddle. I found it in the middle. Yeah, I found it in the middle. Oh, I found it in the middle. Yeah, don't go pointing your finger at me. You don't know where I've been or what I've seen. Closing your eyes is not the answer to the riddle. Yeah, I found it in the middle. Oh, I found it in the middle. I think you'll like it in the middle. Why don't you try it in the middle? Water's nice here in the middle. Water's nice here in the middle.
And that was Jeffrey Martin, The Middle. And we're live in the studios here. This is the Norwestern Show, but we're preempting all of that. In order to bring you this live performance, we have Jeffrey Martin here in the studios. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi.
It's really nice to have you here. You just kind of cruised into Sandpoint, what, about an hour ago?
Yeah, I just got here.
So you have to find some place to eat after this.
No, I ate somewhere. Somewhere that wasn't so good.
On the road. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, Jeffrey Martin is a singer-songwriter from the West Coast, Portland area, but traveling all over the country doing a show tomorrow night at Loaf and Ladle, a special kind of show.
Yeah.
And you're going to have Little Wolf, which mm-hmm. is Justin Landis and Josh Hedlund mm-hmm. with you.
Yeah.
Kind of a shared show. I like that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm
so good. It's really nice to have you. We're going to hear some of your original music. You have your guitar out and tuned up. But before we do that, let's hear a little bit about, as we were talking about while we were listening to your pre-recorded song, The Middle. I was telling you how fortunate you are. You're on the road most of the time, and this is your life.
Yeah.
You're a working musician.
It is my life. It's kind of my new life. I was touring a bit a couple years ago, and then I stopped to take a full-time teaching job. So I was teaching high school for the last 2 years. And
what subject?
English. All right. And I loved it, but I was having to say no to a lot of music. It kind of broke my heart. So now I'm just touring full-time again, and I'll just keep it going for as long as people listen, I guess.
What pulls you to the road and performing, really?
Oh, man, a lot of healthy things and unhealthy things pull me to the road. I like living in my head sometimes too much, and there's a lot of that on the road, but I don't know, it's an addicting thing to be able to write and sing and then perform those things for strangers. It's a good way to go.
It's really about the performing. It's sharing your a craft, because I've been listening to some of your music. Amazing songwriting.
Oh, thank you.
And presentation, beautiful voice, instrumentals, instrument work. You know, it would be hard to not bring that into the world. I think that's probably what you're experiencing, is the need to do that.
I can't imagine not doing it. We'll see. We'll see how well it works out.
I was talking to a singer-songwriter earlier, and he was saying the audience is your friend. So you have friends all over this part of the world, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, that's an optimistic take on it, I think. It does feel that way, but also it can feel really lonely, because they're your friend for, you know, a couple hours, and then you move on to another city. But
they have a part of you with them forever.
Yeah.
Because your music does stay with you. Let's just talk for a minute, and then let's hear a song about how... You obviously went to college to become a teacher.
Yeah.
And when did music really come into your life? Was it always there from a child, from when you were young? And what was that like? And then when did it become, I'm going to write songs and I'm performing these songs?
Music was always there. I played cello for a long time, so I never wrote songs. And then about the time that I went to college, when I was 18 or 19, I picked up a guitar and started kind of trying to write songs and slowly started playing out. I was pretty terrified to do that for a long time. And I remember one night Josh Ritter came to my college and played a solo show, and it kind of opened things up in my head for me about kind of what that could be. So after that, it was full on.
Well, I was going to ask you where you get your inspiration, but if Josh Ritter was one of those sparks,
yeah, absolutely.
That's totally understandable. What a songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's always fun. So why did you decide? I mean, obviously, once you got inspired, but what originally did, kind of why did you start writing songs?
I went to college first to get an English degree, and I fell in love with writing. Kind of all types of writing, and I just figured out that it was a way to make sense of things for me that nothing else had been up until that point. So, you know, it wasn't I never have a desire to be known or to be like, it wasn't a fame thing. I wasn't one of those 5-year-old kids that wanted to be on stage and dancing. I just wanted to make sense of life a little bit. So that's what songwriting was and is now still. So
sort of deep soulful thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You played the cello, and then you've switched to the guitar, obviously, to accompany your music.
Yeah, it works better than the cello.
Absolutely. Or even the violin.
Yeah. Yeah. I still have I had an old cello for a long time that sat in my house for years and years, and just last month I put it back together and I started playing it again. So who knows what'll happen there, but yeah.
So you're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Loaf and Ladle. And what time does that that concert start?
It starts at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it starts at 7?
I think that's what you told me.
You're right. It does start at 7. That's right. 7. That's right. 7 to 9.
And Loaf and Ladle is one of those brand new restaurants over there where Ivana's used to be, on the corner of 2nd and Lake. So...
Yeah, I've never been, but I heard good things.
It's a really nice environment. You're going to really enjoy it. And... folks get a chance, they can go out and listen to Jeffrey Martin and Little Wolf. That's tomorrow night at Loaf and Ladle at 7. You can probably call them to find out about tickets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Call down there.
Yeah.
We're going to want to talk a little bit more about songwriting, but I think we should just hear a live song. It's
sure.
An original song that you wrote.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about it, how it came about, and the name.
Okay. I'll play this song. It's called Man. I think it comes from when I was teaching. I had a lot of these, a lot of students. I was teaching a lot of seniors, and a lot of my male students were freaking out about graduating high school and entering the real world and trying to navigate how to do that. And I think it's been on my mind a lot lately, the experience of being a man in our culture. And all the good and bad things that go with that. But this is just a song about some men's experience of life. hide your face from the howling wind. No more crying out. Pick up your gun, leave those you love. Learn to jump at the sound. Go bleed overseas and don't forget to bleed proud. 'Cause you are a man now. You are a man now. You are a man now. Gone back to the house that made you, try to burn it down. Go out walking in your daddy's shoes, they are your shoes now. And feel the weight of the fist that hits you, it's your fault somehow. 'Cause you are a man now. You are a man. You are a man now. Build a castle with walls so thick, you will never be found. Take a wife and have some kids, never open your mouth. Go and do like your daddy did, grow old and shut down. 'Cause you are a man now. You are a man now. You are a man now. Go and do like your daddy did, grow old and shut down. 'Cause you are a man now. 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 You are.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Martin, man.
Man.
And we are live here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. We're talking about music with Jeffrey Martin, singer-songwriter from Portland, Oregon. And thank you for that song. That was heartfelt, for sure. I see what you're talking about. And you're going to be playing at Loaf and Ladle tomorrow night. The show starts at 7.
Yeah.
And people can call there and find out more about that. Wow, that song really was special.
Thanks again.
And I'm Susie Perez, just standing in tonight. This is the Norwestern Show, but because we have Jeffrey in the studio live, it's extra special. So let's, what else do you want to tell people about your experience with songwriting?
Oh, man.
I know. It's
my
big.
Experience with songwriting.
Do the lyrics come first? Is it about love? Is it about life experience? I mean, that was came right out of your experience as a teacher and looking at and being a man in this world and facing things.
I have a really strange, maybe it's not strange. Maybe a lot of people do this, but when people who aren't musicians hear how I write songs, they think it's strange sometimes. But I have a lot of, so I tend to record things. I get a melody in my head, or I'm playing guitar and I get a melody, and then I'll just sing gibberish over it for days and days and days. And so I have all these recordings that no one will ever hear, hopefully, that's just gibberish. But I've found that just a melody, in my head at least, has a story behind it. And so kind of I sing gibberish until something lands in my head, and then I work around that chunk that is made itself apparent, if that makes any sense.
It does. I think that's one way to write songs. It is unique, but it works for you, obviously. It sounds like the melody over time sparks something that fits with that yeah. sound and something that's living in you, and through the process it comes alive.
Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of writing on the road. I find when I'm touring alone, at least, and I'm just singing in my van all day long, a lot of songs that way too.
A Volkswagen
van? No, it's a Chevy Astro.
Oh, one of those. Van. Yeah. You'd probably like a little Volkswagen van that will never break down
right.
and will go over mountains. Right. There's a song for you. My van. I found my van. Let's hear another song. Give people a taste of what they can expect tomorrow night at the Loaf and Ladle, which is the newest restaurant in town, one of the newest. And what, yeah, your sound. It's really awesome to have you here.
Here's another song that's kind of come out of this time of when I was teaching. When I was teaching the last couple of years, it was the first steady money I made. Not good money, but steady money. And I realized at some point that I felt better about who I was because I had some money coming in. And at some point it occurred to me that's such a backwards or a sad thing. I think because on the flip side of that, at least in this culture, I think when people don't have money, we assume that there's something wrong with their person. You know, at some point they did something wrong. And that people that do have money, we assume they're doing something right, and that's not the case. It's just I haven't found that's the case. So anyway, this is a song called Poor Man that kind of gets at that, I think. He's an asphalt man, just like his daddy. 10-hour days of rolling tar, buys a double wide. Down an old dirt road, outside the city. On the edge of a muddy creek in the county line. Oh, Maggie, keep an eye on the water line. Car won't start and the money never comes in on time. Oh, Maggie, keep an eye on the water line. I feel it moving. Got a baby on the way, but his wife still feels empty. Says it's hard to feel pretty when they're always counting dimes. He sits up nights in the kitchen in the dark when it's raining. And he can't sleep for the sound pounding in his mind. Oh, Maggie, keep an eye on the water line. Car won't start and the money never comes in on time. Oh, Maggie, keep an eye on the water line. I feel it moving. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. Sinking. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. I'm not a bad. I'm not a bad man, I'm a poor man. Sinking.
a stunning, well, what a treat tomorrow night at Loaf and Ladle people are going to have.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. So you've been on the road for a while, it sounds like. You're up in Alaska, I know.
I have been on kind of one long strung together tour since about August 1st, I think.
How is that?
It's good. It's really good. I get a little burnt out, but I got a few days home to kind of recharge, and then I'll be on the road until mid-November, heading all the way out to the East Coast, and then down to Nashville, and then back home. And yeah.
So when you go as far as the East Coast, are you driving that little Chevy Astro?
Yeah, the whole way.
You're going to go all the way.
So with my dog.
With your dog. What's your dog's name?
His name's Ben.
Aw.
He's an old 13-year-old yellow lab.
He has to go with you.
Yeah.
And you're driving around. Are you booking shows all the way? Are you going to hit shows from, you said Bozeman is next?
Yeah, it's all booked out. You can find it on my website on jeffreymartinmusic.com.
jeffreymartinmusic.com?
Yeah, so I'm in Bozeman, or actually I'm in Spokane on the 13th, playing at the Bartlett with a good friend, an amazing songwriter, Courtney Marie Anders. And then I head out to Bozeman, play Live from the Divide there, and then I forget after that.
Live from the Divide? You get to play that?
Yeah.
We rebroadcast that show.
Oh, cool.
So we'll get to hear you again.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, I love that show.
That's going to be really fun for you. I know Martha Scanlon's there quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite songwriters. Yeah. And, well, okay, so that's happening. You know, the music industry itself has changed so much.
Yeah.
And really being on the road and the willingness to take your music out there is a big part of, as you say, making money from it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And sharing it, getting those audiences to hear your music, because they're like little gems, you know?
Yeah. I don't understand how the music industry's changed. It's over my head in a lot of ways.
You just do what you do.
Yeah, I think I want to believe at least that there are some things that never change. So if you write a good song, you know, people will respond to it, and whatever changes around that in the industry, it's kind of not my business. So
I like that attitude. Yeah. You know, it frees you up to do what you want to do.
Yeah, I think you have to do that, or you go crazy trying to keep up with things.
Do you have favorite venues? I know a lot of times you probably end up maybe in a bar somewhere and it's kind of noisy, but what's your favorite style of venue?
Oh man, my favorite style of venue is a barn probably. I just played this sweet barn show with a friend of mine, Nathaniel Talbot, who lives out on Whidbey Island in Washington. And you know, we played this converted hayloft. It was just a small little 60 or 70 person house show kind of deal. But it was just, I love venues like that are kind of makeshift theaters, yeah.
A listening venue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did people get up and dance?
Not to my music.
I always think about, no. Yours is very heartfelt and listening music. But and I think you're going to find Loaf and Ladle is probably going to be laid out a little bit like a house concert tomorrow night. And you'll be there with Little Wolf, which is Justin Landis and Josh Hedlund. And that's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, right here in downtown Sandpoint.
Yeah.
It's really great that you came by, and I would love to hear one more song. And
sure.
There's a lot of questions I could ask you, believe me, but I'd rather hear one of your songs.
I'll play a love song. I've got that faraway sadness behind my eyes again. And I know you can see it, you can always look right in. And I try to hold a smile as we roll on for miles, playing songs for strangers in towns that aren't ours. Let that old time music burn a hole. Burn a hole in my chest and see you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress, in that thrift store dress. And I never know I'm leaving all the places I want to stay. until I realize the feeling that I love is gone away. And it makes me want to have children and build a house that can't be moved. Still I'm thankful in my wandering that I'm wandering with you. Let that old time music burn a hole in my chest. Burn a hole in my chest. And see you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress. In that thrift store dress. It's a design as pure as any that a woman makes a man. Better than he is when he's trying to understand. The world from an island he built of lonesome dreams. At night you sing to parts of me that I haven't ever seen. Let that old time music burn a hole in my chest. Burn a hole in my chest. I see you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress. In that thrift store dress. I see you laying in the grass in that thrift store dress. In that thrift store.
That was beautiful. Absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm really glad that you stopped in. And, you know, people could dance to your music. It's just slow dance.
Yeah, slow
it's
dance.
It's called the slow
it.
Dance.
Come to the Loaf and Ladle and slow dance all night tomorrow.
Exactly. That was a beautiful song. What was the name of that?
I don't know. It's a new one.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're writing songs to inspire us. And we'll be putting your music into our massive library, but featuring you on the Norwestern, which
cool.
is the show that would be playing right now. I want to thank Jack Peterson for letting me preempt his show and have you on.
Hey, thanks, Jack.
Jeffrey Martin. And I want to remind our listeners that this is 88.5 KRFY. And next week at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, Between the Notes will be back. And that's my show. I'm Susie Prez. It's called Between the Notes, Live and Local, and it's really an exploration into songwriting with live musicians in the studio and all the things that they do to make music for us. So we're going to return to the automated Norwestern. Jack will probably be down a little bit later to DJ the rest of his show. This has been Jeffrey Martin. Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
And you are going to be playing tomorrow night at Loaf and Ladle. I think Brown Paper Tickets has tickets,
yep.
and or you can call Loaf and Ladle, and that's at 7 o'clock. Beautiful music. Thanks
Thank
for
you
bringing
so
it to us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And so here is, we're going to go back into automation. This is the Norwestern Show, Jack Peterson's show, that's every Tuesday night from 8 to 10. This is Wartime Blues, one of my favorite bands, and this is called Judas Horse.